Hello, I'm Dick Sutphin, and this introductory tape is designed to provide you with the necessary background and information to assist you to successfully astroproject. Now, to begin. The basic metaphysical belief is that you are made up of four bodies simultaneously coinciding in space. Now, you're familiar with the first, the physical body. The second body on the etheric plane of existence is called the vital body, or your etheric double. Your vital body is an invisible electromagnetic field surrounding your physical body, fueling your physical electrical system and maintaining a perfect pattern, thus serving as a model for your physical body. Now, the third body of man is the astral body, which is what we think of as our soul or spirit. When alive, the astral body is an invisible, ethereal substance interpenetrating the physical body and extending outward about 5 to 8 inches. This body is capable of separating from the physical in an astral projection during sleep or at will. After death, the astral body envelopes the soul mind in the etheric world. The astral body carries the vibrational awareness of the physical body, which serves as a foundation for your next physical incarnation. The fourth body is called the mental or casual body. It's the highest body encompassing a human while existing in the physical and is considered a vehicle of abstract thought in a vibration we can't comprehend while alive. It functions in the afterlife to analyze the incarnations of the soul mind and plan future lives based upon karmic learning and liabilities. It is said that this abstract force field actually causes the physical form to manifest as life. All right. Our subject of exploration in this album is the third body of man, the astral body. And what I'll be sharing with you is based upon many years of research and seminar explorations with thousands of people. Although I am recording this tape in 1990, the three astral projection tapes in this album are actually refinements of tapes I developed in the early 70s while directing the Scottsdale, Arizona Hypnosis Center. For months, we experimented with astral projection, not only with local volunteers, but by providing hypnosis tapes to life-term prisoners in Florence Penitentiary. As a result of that research, one of my primary conclusions is that no one astral projects consciously, although many think they do. Deep breathing, relaxation techniques, hypnosis, or some unintentional method of altering consciousness is necessary for successful projection. One example that would seem to conflict is the fact that many runners, people who run several miles at a time or run in races or marathons, have reported that they were running along the road while all of a sudden they seemed to be floating in the air, looking down at themselves. Their physical eyes were still open, but they were perceiving themselves with astral eyes. Now, the explanation is actually quite simple. As a runner myself, I can assure you that running is one of the quickest ways to go into an altered state of consciousness. After about a mile and a half, if I'm running in a quiet area, I go into an eyes-open, altered state. Now, this would seem to be one of the accidental astral projections that researchers have written about. Research polls indicate that 1 out of 20 people have accidentally astral projected. I once knew a woman who projected every time she took an aspirin just before going to bed. As soon as she began to relax and approach the borderline between waking and sleeping, she'd experience herself floating near the ceiling, looking down at herself. We all leave our bodies at night during particular periods of the sleep process. Maybe you've experienced the situation of beginning to slip out of your physical body, but you've heard a noise and slammed back into the physical, awakening with a jolt, momentarily startled and confused. Also, people who do self-hypnosis, meditation, or use pre-recorded altered state tapes will often experience a sensation of swaying or spinning during the induction. I believe when this happens, you are trying to leave your body. I'm also convinced that more often than not, the experience of deja vu and clairvoyant dreams can be traced back to astral projections during sleep. As an example, let's say you're planning a vacation to Hawaii next month. Now naturally, you're excited about it, and the islands are often on your mind. So, during sleep, you astral project to Hawaii because your mental energy is drawing you there. Then, when you actually travel to Hawaii a month later, you physically experience the environment and sense that you've been there before, maybe in a past life. Or maybe because you traveled there a month before in your astral body. As another real-life example, a man awakened in a cold sweat and explained to his wife that he'd had a terrible dream. A snow avalanche had buried a European ski resort filled with children, killing them all. Now the dream remained heavy in his mind as he ate breakfast and got into his car to drive to work. Over the car radio came the news report of the ski resort tragedy, just as he dreamed it. What probably happened is that the man was out of his body while sleeping, and the tragedy was perceived on the astral plane with such intensity that he and many others were instantly drawn to the site and actually experienced the situation as it was transpiring. Maybe he even helped the children make the transition to the other side. But in the morning, he remembered it only as a dream. All right, now I'm going to talk about astral projection from the perspective of what's called remote viewing or mind projection. Are they the same as astral projection? I don't know for sure. It's certainly possible that what one person calls remote viewing, another calls astral projection. The result is the same. In both cases, as an individual somehow projects to a distant location and accurately perceives things he has no other way of knowing. Now, I've personally projected to people and places and later verified that my perceptions were correct. Yet I've never experienced the silver cord dragging along behind me, as many esoteric believers claim it does. Now, maybe that's because I've never quite accepted that particular belief. In metaphysics, beliefs become reality, especially when exploring in an altered state of consciousness. Of course, some people would claim that I mind projected rather than astral projected. But until I can prove it one way or the other, I'll be satisfied with successful verifications of my non-physical travels. But now, let's talk about you projecting. The primary problems I've encountered with students are anxiety and expectations. They block their experience because they feel so much anxiety about it, or they have expectations about exactly what the experience is going to be like. In regard to expectations, please throw them out. I've listened to hundreds of people describe their experiences, and it seems to be different for everyone. Just as no two people experience past life regression quite the same way. In regard to anxiety, I suggest that you use the tape in this album that you like best, and then simply use it over and over and over again without any expectations of results, until you move past the anxiety because you're so familiar with the process that there's no longer anything to feel anxious about. To make the process more interesting, as you do it over and over, simply work at remote viewing or mind projecting. In other words, begin to think about a place and then create a vivid fantasy about it in your mind. Imagine it in vivid detail and imagine yourself exploring the environment. Let's do a quick exercise so you'll fully understand what I mean. Now, obviously, you must be in an environment where you can relax and safely close your eyes. If that isn't possible, please turn off the tape and wait until you can. Okay. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and hold the breath as long as you comfortably can. And then let it out slowly through slightly parted teeth. And when the breath is all the way out, contract your stomach muscles and push it even further out and further out. And then repeat the process with a deep, deep breath, held as long as you comfortably can. And let it out slowly through slightly parted teeth. And when the breath is all the way out, contract your stomach muscles and push it even further out and further out. And repeat the process. And now, feel the relaxing power coming into the toes of both of your feet at the same time. It's moving right on down into the ball, into your arches, into your heels, and right on up to your ankles. Completely relax, completely relax. And now feel the relaxing power move on up your legs to your knees, relaxing all the muscles as it goes. And it's moving on up your legs now to your thighs and to your hips, permeating every cell and every atom. And you're relaxing completely, relaxing completely, keeping your full attention now on relaxing your body and on the sound of my voice as a relaxing power comes into the fingers of both of your hands. Relaxing your hand. Feel your hands relaxing. And feel the relaxing power now move on up into your forearms and on up into your upper arm. Just completely relaxing your fingers and hands and forearms and upper arm. And the relaxing power now moves on down into the base of your spine. Feel the warmth in the base of your spine. And feel it begin to move slowly up your spine, up your spine, up your spine, and into the back of your neck and shoulder muscles. And the back of your neck and shoulder muscles are now loose and limp, loose and limp. Just completely relax. And now feel the relaxing power move on up the back of your neck and into your scalp, relaxing your scalp. And feel the relaxing sensations drain down into your facial muscles, relaxing your facial muscles. Your jaws relax. Allow a little space between your teeth. And your throat is relaxed. Your entire body is now relaxed all over in every way. And all tension is gone from your body and mind. And I'd like you to imagine a bright white light coming down from above and entering your crown chakra on the top of your head. Now see this light. Imagine the light. Manifest it with the unlimited power of your mind. This is the universal light of life energy, the God light. And it comes down as a thin beam and it enters your crown chakra and begins to flow through your body and mind. Flowing through your body and mind, and beginning to concentrate around your heart area. And now imagine the light beginning to emerge from your heart area to totally surround your body in a protective magnetic aura of bright white God light. And you were totally protected. Totally protected. Only your own guides and masters, or highly evolved and loving entities who mean you well, will be able to influence you in any way during this altered state of consciousness session. And you're now relaxed and at ease, and centered upon preparing for the astral projection experience. You are at peace, and feel in balance and in harmony. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And now, imagine your bathroom at home. See it in your mind in vivid detail. Allow the impressions to come in through the blackness of your closed eyes. See your bathroom vividly. And now, where are you in relationship to your bathroom? Are you standing in the doorway looking in? Or are you already in your bathroom looking around? All right. Now, let's place the main objects. The tub or shower, the toilet, the wash basin, and the towel racks. In fact, look over and see what color towels are hanging on the towel racks. Or maybe they're tossed over the shower door. What color are your bathroom walls? And now, look down at the floor. What is your bathroom floor made of? Carpeting, tile, or throw rugs over a hardwood floor? Look at the color and texture. All right. Now, because psychic explorations always work best when you can combine the physical senses with your mental perceptions, I'd like you to imagine standing on your bathroom floor in your bare feet. Perceive the physical sense of touch in this subjective environment. In fact, perceive everything about your bathroom in vivid, vivid detail. All right. Now, let's take this exploration a little further. First, imagine a location you'd like to visit but never have. Take a moment to do this. Some place that really appeals to you and you hope to visit someday. Okay. Now, in just a few moments, you are going to mentally project to this location. Hopefully, you'll incorporate your physical senses into the experience. And also, enhance the experience through automatic self-questioning and observation. Observe the time of day, the weather conditions, the temperature, everything. All right, now on the count of three, you'll be there and vivid impressions will begin to form. Number one, number two, and number three. All right, it's time to return. To return. So, on the count of five, you'll be back, fully integrated with your body and wide awake and fully alert, thinking and acting with calm self-assurance. Number one, you're returning, filled with energy and enthusiasm. Number two, coming on up and at peace with all life. Number three, perceive an internal balance and harmony. Number four, recall the situation in the room. And number five, wide awake, wide awake. Open your eyes and feel good. Number five, wide awake. Okay. As you were aware, impressions did come in through the blackness of your closed eyes. Now, maybe you mind projected. Maybe you astral projected. Many people have told me they began by remote viewing, but the more they did that exercise, the more completely they seemed to detach from the physical until they were convinced they were traveling astrally. I've often conducted the session you just completed in seminars with a ballroom full of participants. So often people think they are only imagining a situation until later, when they learn from others how accurate they were. In one case, a woman projected to her husband, who was driving down the freeway at the time. He later reported that while driving, he had to pull off the freeway, stop, and pull himself together because of the overpowering sensation that his wife was riding along beside him in the car. He'd even seen her out of his peripheral vision, but when he looked directly at the passenger seat, it was empty. The real key to successful astral projecting is self-trust. Trust that what you are mentally imagining or experiencing may indeed be reality. Don't try to judge it at the time. Just observe and enjoy. Then, later, judge the experience by your own verification. Another thing to keep in mind is that it's easy to trip out or go to sleep while astral projecting. Then you awaken unable to remember what you experienced. The memories will be there, recorded in your subconscious mind, but unless you can self-regress, you won't be able to recall them. So, read the instruction book on how to deal with this problem. In fact, please be sure to read the entire instruction book before you start to work with your tapes. Good luck in your astral projection explorations. Remember, the key to success is self-trust and determination. Keep working at it. Do the sessions over and over and over again and believe that you'll be successful. Thank you for exploring with me, and walk in peace and balance and harmony.